This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. This story is from our mosquito episode. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Keeping mosquito populations under control on a community level means constant monitoring out in nature, any place where they can breed. Alan Yu has this profile of one of the unsung heroes of mosquito control, who actually is rather fond of these creatures.
Entomologist Autumn Angelus kills mosquitoes that try to bite her, like the rest of us. But before she slaps, she'll look to see what kind it is first. And she is always looking for mosquitoes. We're trudging through muddy puddles at Elmer Lake Wildlife Management Area in New Jersey, trying to find mosquito larvae in the dirty, tea-colored water sitting stagnant on the ground.
I think I just saw a mosquito. Oh, no. No. Darn.
Wait, were you disappointed that that wasn't actually a mosquito?
Yeah, I'm always disappointed. You know, I'm always looking for mosquito larvae. I'm always looking for mosquitoes. Even when we went to Disney World, I was checking the bromeliads for mosquito larvae.
She studies insects and specializes in mosquitoes. And though she likes them, part of her job is to keep them in check. She works for Salem County Mosquito Control in New Jersey.
I find them very fascinating, so I'm always looking for them.
She almost always has an aspirator, a mosquito-catching device in her purse. She also has a dipper, which is a plastic ladle connected to a long stick. She scoops up ladles of water and peers inside for wriggling young mosquitoes.
Yay! Larvae! So there's a whole bunch of larvae in here, and there's several different instars.
An instar is a growth stage for the larvae. They look like tiny black dots attached to hyperactive tails.
More of the same in here. Yeah, this is a busy little puddle here.
She also collects some of the water with the mosquito larvae in a plastic bag, so she can try and raise them back in her lab. Another part of her job is to go through whatever gets caught in various insect traps in strategic locations to stay on top of what mosquitoes are active.
It can get very tedious and messy because the other insect scales tend to get everywhere. So sometimes you're blowing your nose and you have insect parts that come out.
She's been working in mosquito control for more than a decade, since she was 18. That's when she met the one, the mosquito that got her into mosquitoes.
This is Toxorhynchides rutilus. That is my favorite. And yes, she's a very good mosquito. Its common name is the elephant mosquito. And that's because of this long curved proboscis. So it kind of looks like a elephant trunk.
That shape means they do not drink blood. She worked with the entomologist at the time to feed their larvae and raise them into adults.
The first time I saw an adult and its brilliant colors, its green and yellow and blue colors, I was just amazed. So after that, I kind of went searching for them. And every time I found one, I would keep it and I would rear it out. And I never really grasped the gravity of how wonderful they are until I was really caring for them and trying to colonize them because they're so specific and they're so picky.
For example, these mosquitoes mate while they fall through the sky. The female lays her eggs one at a time by dive bombing them into holes in trees. Autumn and another entomologist in Texas are trying to raise these mosquitoes because their larvae will actually eat other mosquito larvae, so they could potentially be used to kill mosquitoes that spread diseases like West Nile virus or Eastern equine encephalitis. And that's her job too, to test mosquitoes to see what viruses they have and keep the disease-spreading mosquito populations down.
Most people in mosquito control are very passionate about what we do, and it's just unfortunate that we kind of get ignored. We're like the redheaded stepchild of the government departments. Even just trying to get the word out there that we exist is difficult.
Have you seen the show Parks and Recreation?
Yeah, yep.
Did they have a mosquito person in there?
No, they didn't, and it's very disappointing. No, they didn't. I was really hopeful. It is funny that you bring that up, though, because my husband always says that I'm the Leslie Knope of mosquito control, because I'm, like, always so excited about it.
Mosquitoes, of course, have been living in the marshlands and plains of New Jersey long before any humans came. They've figured out every place where they could live.
They're very successful creatures.
And sometimes, of course, they are too successful. Autumn says 2018 was an especially bad year.
We had a lot of rain the year before, and we had a lot of rain that year. And there was just mosquito habitat everywhere, and the populations were out of control.
There were so many mosquitoes that Autumn and her colleagues had to call in a helicopter to spray a chemical that kills mosquito larvae over a field.
The farm field was underwater, and it was acres upon acres upon acres of floodwater, but it was not deep enough where there was fish to eat the larvae, and it was just enough that there was just floodwater mosquito broods coming off one after another after another. The traps in the area were so inundated with mosquitoes.
Autumn says because of climate change, warm weather starts earlier and lasts longer. So mosquito season has gotten longer and longer.
Actually, New Jersey is going to be doing disease testing earlier this year for the first time, because with climate change, we're finding that we have disease early and earlier. It's going to be a change, and it's going to be busy, but I'm excited to see what comes of it, because I think that we are having disease circulation a lot earlier than anybody realizes, and that's scary. But it is always good to keep in mind that there is that good mosquito out there.
That story was reported by Alan Yu before the coronavirus outbreak really started in America. Autumn and her colleagues are still out there keeping those mosquito numbers in check.